Welcome to the NewsHour. Late this afternoon, the Justice Department began releasing thousands of pages of files and communications related to the late convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. The new documents include photos, call logs, court filings, and more, many of them heavily redacted. Our White House correspondent Liz Landers joins us now. So Liz, you and our team have been reading through these documents. What stands out so far?
Well, there are thousands of documents that have been released today. That is far fewer than the Attorney General, the Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche had said. And he has said that this will take a few weeks. What we have noticed in today's release so far is that this is divided into several different categories. And much of the new information is coming out in what is the Department of Justice disclosure category. We've seen a redacted masseuse list with more than 250 names, all redacted. We've also found at least one of the grand jury documents in there from the United States versus Epstein. That is key. We have not gone through that document yet, but that is certainly something we will be looking through. There are tons and tons of photos in this. That's really what is the bulk of what's in today's release. Many more pictures showing Jeffrey Epstein and his lifestyle, including his former girlfriend, Ghislaine Maxwell. Also, former President Bill Clinton is in a number of these photographs. He's traveling with Ghislaine Maxwell in one of these pictures. They appear to be in a foreign country. There's another photograph of them in a swimming pool. And then there are another several photos of the former president with women whose faces are redacted. Now, former President Clinton is not accused of any wrongdoing in relation to this Jeffrey Epstein relationship that he had. And these are undated photos, so we don't know when these pictures were taken of the former president. A lot of what we have seen today, two separate images, include sexual innuendo or nudity. And I just want to note, too, that these photographs that we've seen today do not seem to include any photos that we've seen so far of President Trump.
The DOJ, as you said, makes clear that what they're releasing today is really only part of what they have, more to come. Still, what appears to be missing so far?
So we're looking for more of those grand jury documents. Of course, that is key and what many members of Congress have been asking for over the last few months and years. We're also looking for any more photos. And there's also a list that some members of Congress say may have some of these sexual accusers who may have committed acts against these minors. There's potentially a list in there of those names. So those are the things we're looking for. But the Attorney General Todd Blanche said that they are going to release these in the coming weeks. So we will be going through this for potentially weeks to come.
And Liz, as you well know, the Trump administration initially resisted releasing these documents. Remind us how we got here.
Well, the document released today comes after Congress passed and President Trump signed a law last month requiring the Department of Justice to do so. One of the chief authors of that law is Democratic Congressman Ro Khanna, and he joins me now for reaction to what has been released today. Congressman, we just got these documents within really the last 2 hours or so. Reading through this, what is your reaction to what you're seeing in these documents and what is not in this release today?
Well, the survivors were approaching today with such anticipation. And I'm glad that they're actually releasing documents and abiding in that way with the law. But I've got to tell you, I've been very disappointed with the partial nature of the release. One of the documents, 119 pages, that a federal judge wanted released is totally redacted. And there's no explanation for the redactions. We also so far have not seen the draft indictment and a lot of the witness interview memorandum that would explain who were the rich and powerful men who abused these young girls or who were at parties covering up the abuse. So there needs to be a lot more that comes out in the days ahead.
Congressman, speaking of those rich and powerful men, your co-author of this bill, Congressman Thomas Massie, said yesterday that at least 20 men accused of sex crimes are in the FBI's Epstein files. He said that if this release doesn't include some of the names, that is an indication that not all of the documents have been produced. Do you agree with that? And do you know when and if that list will come out?
Well, he's right, and he's right because he's talked to the survivors. He's talked to the survivors' lawyers. They have said that there are other rich and powerful men who engaged in either sex trafficking, paying for sex with young women, engaged in abuse of underage girls, or were present at parties where 16 and 15-year-olds were paraded and just watched and did nothing. And the reality is that's what we want to see come out. It's less about, oh, is this a full release, and more about the quality of the release and what are they hiding? Why are they not having the draft indictment come out, which has some of this information or leads to this information? Why are they not having the witness interviews come out? That is really what the survivors want out and what we're after.
The Department of Justice has said in the letter sent over to members of Congress like yourself that they have not fully released this. We know that at this point. What can you do to compel the Department of Justice to release all of these documents? What are the tools at your disposal?
Well, first of all, the Department of Justice 6 months ago, Pam Bondi said they've released everything, and now they're releasing more. So obviously they weren't being fully truthful back then. We can have the survivors come back to the Hill to demand a release. That is what moved public opinion in the first place. That is what got my bill to pass the House and the Senate and the president to sign it. There are also, of course, punitive actions. Thomas Massie and I have discussed possible impeachment, referrals for criminal prosecution if people aren't complying. And folks say, well, how is the Justice Department going to prosecute their own people? But there's no statute of limitations that runs out when we have a new administration. We could hold them in inherent contempt of Congress. So there are many options, including lawsuits against the Department of Justice. But my interest is not punitive against Pam Bondi or the Deputy Attorney General or Trump. It's to find justice. And I want to see what we can do to get more of these documents released.
Congressman, have you spoken with any of these survivors or the families today, and how are they feeling about this?
I've spoken with some over email and text. I've spoken with the lawyers of the survivors. They were very hopeful for today. They finally felt seen and heard when the Congress passed this bill. And I don't know what the reaction is of the survivors themselves, but I'll tell you, the survivors' lawyers believe that there's a lot more that needs to be released, that maybe this is an initial step, but a lot of the key information has still not been released, and we expect that that will be released in the coming weeks. What I hope would happen is that Pam Bondi or the Deputy Attorney General would stand in front of the American public, explain what they're redacting and why, explain the timeline for what they're going to release, and be transparent in answering people's questions.
Congressman, we just have a few seconds left, but you and your Democratic colleagues on the House Oversight Committee have been, I think, cherry picking and releasing some of the images from the Epstein estate. Is that fair to the survivors?
Well, I believe they all need to come out. And now I'm not involved in the disclosure of those. It's Ranking Member Garcia, and he's done a good job. But my recommendation is just release all of them as soon as the lawyers go through them. I don't think they should be cherry-picked.
Congressman Ro Khanna, thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Thank you.